Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's the Fendrian cast, of course. And we are on the Rude One, week 69. So the 69th edition of the show. And it has been a dream come true, really, to run the podcast. And I'm hoping that despite the career change and despite the various restrictions and stuff on my time, I'm still going to be able to record the show. I'm actually listening to a lot more podcasting, on my journey to and from work. So hopefully, some of the expert qualities of some of these podcasts will rub off on me. Maybe, who knows? You never know. So yeah, Tour de France week two, and a bit. We'll call it week two and a bit. It's been fairly epic, hasn't it, really? I won't do today's spoilers, as with last week. Suffice to say, I think it's going to be worth watching the tour tonight. But yeah, we have a whole host of drama and excitement to recall. So let's get on. So when we last spoke, we were just in the process of losing Cav and Peter Sagan, involved in an incident. It seems to have been bizarre that since that actual incident, the juries and commissaires have fallen over themselves not to actually then chuck anyone else out of the Tour de France. We've obviously seen the Chris Froome shove that we'll go into. We've seen the punch of Bahani. Yeah, it seems that like Sagan's the one they've made an example of, and they're now kind of going back into their shell of not necessarily giving away big sanctions, I suppose would be the word for crazy behaviour. A couple of interesting things kind of on that. You've seen a lot of it's suddenly become like test match cricket, where, you know, as soon as some guy has done something wrong now, it's a case of, well, look what happened to Peter Sagan. It doesn't give away the stage result or any of the drama, but, you know, there's been an incident today where a couple of riders have been inconsistently penalised for taking drinks within the final 20 kilometres of the stage, so the 20 kilometre no feeding rule within that. And it appears that now we've got this appealing system where Twitter is used by director sportives and teams to say, well, hang on a minute, look, here's compelling video evidence that shows that someone else did something and, you know, you need to apply the same penalty. The jury should, in fairness, be able to apply standard penalties for infringements of the rules consistently anyway. They shouldn't need people to appeal on social media, but it appears that, you know, there was originally a 30-second penalty to Peter Sagan and a docking of green jersey points, which was, you know, upgraded on appeal and trial by the internet, which is a stupid way for any sport to operate, in my view. Speaking of daft things and things that have not been particularly cool, and I know a lot of media outlets have kind of covered the weekend's stages that we had in the Jura and kind of on the edge of the Jura to Chambéry, where, you know, the glory of Saturday, which was a pretty savage day with a massive breakaway of 50 riders to start with, proper chaotic bike riding, brilliant stuff to watch. How that glorious day and Lilian Calmejean and the fact that he rode 10s in Nottingham, and, you know, for people locally who are in Fenland Clarion, I think he rode rode a second claim or something similar for Nottingham Clarion. So, you know, along with the Yates brothers now, the Clarion movement can claim Calmejean. What a great stage, epic finish. There was him rubbing his legs, the after effects of his terrible cramp. You know, it was fantastic, brilliant, you know, and it was about the racing. It was pure racing, you know, in its form. The riders saw the course, they rode to the course, fantastic. Then we move on to Sunday, which was, you know, the showpiece stage of the Tour de France this year. What on earth happened? A little bit of rain, you've got riders popping off on descents, and you know, and I've come across as old-fashioned and quite old-school in a large number of these podcasts. Because, you know, I think Aru was disgraceful for riding on when the yellow jersey had a puncture. The yellow jersey changes hands when someone is stronger or, you know, better. Not because the yellow jersey has, you know, got a mechanical. They're pretty simple. I don't know all about this. All the unwritten code is common. It's not complicated. This is how it is. You've then got... alongside that, you've got Chris Froome. Did he shove him or didn't he shove him when he got back into that group? And if so, why wasn't he chucked out for use of the arm in the Peter Sagan, post-Sagan era of commissaring, as we can, I suppose, legitimately call it? And then, you know, the biggest farce of them all, we seem to have suddenly become, since Vincenzo Nibali, you know, has become adept at kind of descending, we seem to have now got this massive obsession in professional cycling with bike races being traded and won or lost on descents. And okay, so the French have got Romain Bardet, who's a massive contender for this Tour de France, and he does, as well as being a fantastically gifted climber, he's also a fantastically gifted descender. So if the French want to end this massive, long, barren spell without them winning a tour, then one of the ways that they're going to do that is make a course that's suitable for Bardet, so with descents. But, you know, when the guys in second and third overall are eliminated on one stage by crashes on descents, you've got to start wondering, you know, what on earth is going on here. And what makes it even more ridiculous is, you know, okay, Pavé's not great, and it's not in the Tour de France every year, and it is in the classics and stuff. You know what you're getting. With some of these descents and some of the treacherous nature of them, I just think it's, you know, I watched that stage with a sense of foreboding, and I actually felt like when Thomas had gone down and it was just a broken collarbone, you almost, you know, you felt for the guy, but you almost sort of, you know, the tour's got away with one there. Then to see Richie Porte face planting into a cliff, it just, you know, defied belief, you know. Okay, the way that the tour has been raced has become formulaic, and we're not seeing massive time gaps on uphills and stuff anymore. But you know, the descents are pretty lethal. They will kill someone. And the tour organisers and the racers themselves have to take a degree of responsibility, because I actually, okay, this thriller minute, you know, descending style and, you know, races being won by people who can get to like 60, 70 miles an hour on a bicycle, that's not the Tour de France for me. The Tour de France for me is riders going slow uphill, you know, and sort of working their way to the summit of a mountain, and then almost an entente cordiale of like, you know, this is still a sport, this is not life or death, let's get down into the valley. And you know, you can still have your spectacular camera shots, you can still have your spectacular, you know, descents, but you know, let's at least have these spectacular pieces of bike racing and these spectacular descents, you know, in a way where riders aren't feeling compelled to you know, disconnect their brain. And these are husbands and fathers and stuff. Maybe I'm getting old, maybe I'm out of touch, but for me, I thought that was a bit too far. And you know, I think that the race lost more than it gained by having the descent. Having said that, the Mont des Chats itself looked pretty impressive, and that's on my that's newly on my bucket list of climbs that I want to go and ride up. But you know, trust me, I'll be riding down on my brakes, that is for sure. Okay, so that is us for the week. Another excellently efficiently recorded edition of the Fendrian cast from the team car. You know, a lot more time to ponder and pontificate in the team car nowadays. So thank you guys for listening. Apologies that we're on a Thursday, not on a Wednesday this week, but we'll try and get in some sort of pattern, that is for sure. Follow us at httpfendrian.eu. You can also have a look on Facebook, Twitter, and the usual media to get in touch with us. So thank you very much, and please share, retweet us, and get people out there listening to the show. And thank you very much, guys, and enjoy the rest of the talk. Bye-bye.